Only Simon Menvav. We did Sif Beis. We have one Mishnah left on Sif Beis. Sif Katan Yud Gimel. Okay. So the meaning is to say it in Beis Knesses. And the Mitzvah Amaratzim, the Yidei Chavosah. I feel the Baki Mitzvah even can have a Mirchasa. It's not only to Amaratzim, but even a Baki could be Yotze. In a case of a person who is a baki, we do not allow him to be yotze birchas hashachar through shemei ka'ayna, unless there is a it's done by asara. And the commandment Simon and test if the alad bebir alocha mashik savnu oydei ze. See later on when we discuss this issue. But that he pointed out over there that this halacha is only referring to a person who's a baki. But if a person is not a baki, I can mercy him even less than 10. And the question is exactly where this idea of a sora needs to be explained. Like, where does it come from? Our minig is not to do this. Each person says on his own, and we don't have this din of a sara. Fine. Sif Gimel. Chai vadim levorach becholya mea brachas lepachas. Presents a chiyuv to say a minimum of 100 brachas a day. This is the Gemara Menachos, and the Gemara learns it out from an Asmachta from Pasuk Moshem Lechecha Shabbi Moch Alti Kamar Lemeya. So Chazal say now that the Gemara says, well, the Gemara doesn't say it. I think the Tosfos brings the Medrash says it that it was introduced by David HaMelech. So it's an Asmachta, but it's a very early Takana. It was a Takana made by David HaMelech. We were talking about quite an early Takana. He made it. In after there was a Megefa in Klal Yisrael, and he felt that they needed to address something, and he addressed it by making the Kadam Mea Brachas B'chol Yom. So I just pointed out one time that's a fascinating thing. The time of David HaMelech, there was no standard Nusach HaBracha. Nusach HaBracha was introduced by the Yantzik Hasid HaGadolah, which is 500 years later, right? So when David HaMelech made this Takana to say Mea Brachas B'chol Yom, means a person basically would have to come up 100 times a day with his own personal nusach. So that's a phenomenal thing.
So there was brachas. I mean, they standardized it. I mean, there was brachas.
The tekana that you have to have, shame and malchus, all those things, those are tekanas on Shekhas
HaGadol. So the brachas before, people didn't use it, the shame, you're saying?
They didn't. They did whatever they wanted, basically. It wasn't. They had to use shame pashas, but they didn't have to. There was no tekana, they had to say brachas. There was no standard nusach of brachas. So a person 100 times a day would come up with, you know, wow, Baruch Hashem, you know, I was able to figure out the toises. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, I figure out the toises. I mean, you would do 100 times a day, you would figure out, you made up on your own, so that was a tremendous source of your Shemayim. So this Meir brings to Yira, it very much did so. Now, you know, Ashkenazi came along and said, you know, people are Nismah to Lavavah, so they're not going to be able to make up their own Nusach, so we'll make it up for them. So it sort of works against us sometimes that we have the standardized Nusach. It doesn't give the same impact. But the Meir says, Dinah Meir Brachas B'chol Yom.
What?
Okay, so it's Mishnah Berurah, Yudal. So Mishnah Berurah brings the story, Hatam. Mibnei, if he shall Yomaisim B'chol Yom, Meir Nefashish Mi'Yisrael. Because there was a Megefa in Klai, so each day 100 people were dying. Tikkun David al Zeh Levorach Mea Brachas B'chol Yom. Therefore, David Mel said that to cut them say Mea Brachas B'chol Yom. But he knows, Mishberg is going to go through the calculation. So the fascinating diak of the Rambam, when he brings his halacha down, it seems to me from the Rambam that the Rambam sees it in the context of Mea Brachas B'chol Yom means you get up in the morning and you go through the day and you end your day after you go to bed. When you go to bed, so you know the halachic day is from sunset to sunset. He's learning the Rama's. This is basically the kind of how a person should spend his day. We spend our day from getting up in the morning till we go to bed at nighttime. So that makes life sometimes a little bit easier. You get, you know, issue how you may have brachas b'chol yom on Yom Kippur, right? So if you count Motzi Yom Kippur, a little bit makes life a little bit easier. So that's what the Rambam's mashma. The Mishabur does not go like that. The Mishabur goes with the standardized understanding of a day from sunset to sunset. So he goes through the math. Kate said, "Belaila kasharuch lishan mevorach hamapil." So he says a bracha b'mapil. So that's one. Mashachim mevorach al nitzil shadayim asher yotzer. That's two more. So that's three. Then, besides that, there are 16 brachas. B'sholosh brachas al haTorah and three brachas al haTorah. So you have Elokai Neshama, then you have the 14 brachas of Shachar, and then you have a Maariv Sheino. So that's the total of 16, plus the three already was 19, plus the three brachas al haTorah. So, which Ladasma Haramala Kamam and Simim Zayin Sif Vabahagoa. There's actually machlokes whether that's two or three brachas and brachas Torah. And the Ramah learns it's three separate brachas. The Gra and the Rizal hold that it's only two, if I recall correctly. Okay, but let's assume with the Ramah. So that's 16 plus 3 plus 3 is Arei Asim Rishdaim at 22. Brachas Hitzes with Tefillin. The two brachas on tefillin, sitzes is another one, so that's another three. Or shalosh, that is 25. The fisher minagenu shemorachim mashtayim al tefillin. For Ashkenazim, we make two brachas on tefillin. Reyesu mechamish. Baruch shamar v'yishtabach reyot shtayim. Baruch shamar v'yishtabach is two. So that's 27. Ubrachas kriyishma shachas v'arvis in brachas yirvenenu shemoyna. So the Berachas Kriya Shema in the morning is three, in the evening is four, and with Yerinenu it's five. So three and five is eight. So he's not going to follow that, just the order of the morning, but using Berachas Kriya Shema as one inyan, right? So we were at 27 plus eight is 35. Reish Lashem Mechomish. Now we say Shemoneh Esrei three times a day. There's 19 in each one of them, so that's three times 19 is 57. Chemishim Meshavah Brachas the Shalosh Tefilos, Reitishim Ushtayim. That's 92, right? 57 and 35 is 92. Mishnei Surah the average person eats two meals a day. Achas Arbis V'Achas Shachris, one in the evening, one in the morning. So there are Yesh Sheish Esrei Brachas. The average meal has 16 brachas in it. Excuse me, has 8 brachas in it. So two of them is 16. Why? Kibuchol Surah Yesh Shmona Brachas. There are 8 brachas. How is that? Al Tis Shadayim. Bahamoitzi, she said, "Al tilsadayim and moitzi." That's two. Arba brachos and brachos mozen. Four brachos and benching. That's four. So that's two and four is six. Kshusoysek kosh brachos and mozen. Rebarach l'fanav la'acharav. Then you have a kosh that you drink at the end of benching. So that's two more. Rebisachol kol meyo. So that's 92 plus 8 plus 8 is a reshmano meyo shmano brachos. It's 108. Because you lose one meal on a tainus, because you eat by night, you still have your 100 brachas. That's not going to the bathroom, other than one time in the morning. Right? We have a Shabbos. Now, on Shabbos, Chosiloi Shloish Esrei Brachas Mehameh. Kedisa Ben Morgan Ramayin Shom. So on Shabbos, you lose 13 out of your 100. You're at 87. That's assuming that you're going to bench on the curse all three suttas. If you bench on the curse all three suttas, you'll have 87. So now you're missing 13. Okay, year of the Hashlim of many Paris and Megadim. So, if you want to, over the day, you'll have different types of fruits, etc., and that'll give you your opportunities at different brachas. Remain loy. If a person does not have the option of eating other foods during the day, so he listens to the brachas that people get aliyahs. So there's a bracha before, there's a bracha afterwards. So there are eight aliyahs on Shabbos. That's 16 brachas. And then if you want to throw in the brachas of Atar, you have one before and four afterwards. So you have 21 brachas, which you can be yotzei with by listening to the people who are getting aliyahs. Now, obviously, you would have to hear the whole bracha. Sometimes the person gets an aliyah, you don't necessarily hear the whole bracha. But if a person, you would hear the whole bracha, that would be sufficient for that. Okay. Beyond the Omein. Now the Omein is even the Pasha Yerbi Yotzei Salach, even you don't say Omein. But obviously it's proper to say an Omein. Okay. Now, don't like make extra brachas in a situation when you possibly do not need to make the bracha in order to get to your 100. That's not proper. Now on Yom Kippur, so you'll listen to the birchas of Torah. So there's six aliyahs. Well, it's not Shabbos. There's six aliyahs in the morning post maftus. There's seven aliyahs. That's 14 brachas, and then the haftarah is another 5. That's 19. You also have mincha. Mincha, you have 3 aliyahs. That's another 6. And then the maftir, there's 1 before and 3 afterwards. So you have 10 brachas by mincha, 6 for the 3 aliyahs and 4 for the maftir, 1 before and 3 afterwards. So that's another 10. All right. So you get. You get 29 brachas out of listening to aliyahs and the half brachas of the Torah. But even with adding in those 29 brachas, you're still only at 97. You're still missing 3 brachas. Because there's 5 Shmoneh Esreis, but each Shmoneh Esrei only has 7 brachas in it. So as opposed to 57 brachas of the 3 weekday Shmoneh Esreis of 19, 3 times 19, here you're dealing with 5 times 7 is 35. That's 22 brachas that you're missing over there, plus you're missing meals. So you add everything together, and you're missing 3. So what do you do with those 3? Because I'm going to run the Ashim Zeb Birchas HaReach Al Psamim. So you make a bracha of different bracha on Psamim. So I need to say it 3 times. So I can't just say it once and then go come back 5 minutes later and do it again. You can't make another bracha just because you want to get your extra 3 brachas. You can't make a bracha basically still have focused on making the bracha a second time. You're relying on that bracha and then say it a second time. If you need to use the bathroom, that counts. Then he says, maybe you can get your total of 100 by listening to the brachas of Chazar Sashatz and counting that towards your 100. So maybe that would work. So now, nowadays, these people come in a little more sophisticated. So you have different types of psalmim. So we don't get involved in that issue of being siyatas. I can get my 3 brachas. You make a bracha of Yisrei B'samim and Atzei B'samim and Minei B'samim, and you have your 3 brachas that you need. Okay.
So let's clarify. When does it start? Because he starts with Hamapyo.
No, it starts.
It really starts with Kriya Shema Shel Arvei.
Well, the way he did it, he lumped the brachas Kriya Shema, both of them together.
Right.
Right.
That's
where he started midnight.
Yes.
Okay. Fine. Sif Dalit. Sarach Lukar Pakoyam Shloisani Obed Kachabim Shloisani Obed Shloisani Isha. So besides the brachas, which we had listed in Masechta's brachos in Daf Samach that we said before, you also have to make a bracha of these 3 Shlo Asanis, and that's a Gemara in Menachos. Hagav afilu ger hoya yochol levorach kach. The ger will make some type of a bracha for this topic. Avol. He can't say Shlo Asani, he'll have to say different Nusuch. Right? So, it's important to be positive, not negative. So I should say Shlo Asani Goy, say Shlo Asani Yisrael. Right? Sounds good. No, it's wrong. By doing that, you preclude the other brachas, which will possibly come further. It sounds like Biryabi Yibiyotse, this bracha, but you preclude other brachas that you need to say. The Vilna Gaon says that you can't do that, because the more it has a machlokes in Misham Basilil, whether it's better to have been created or not. And the more says it came out after 2.5 years, that it's better not to have been created. So the Mora says it's better not to be created. So you don't get bracha, the Brush created me. You make a bracha. Now that the Brush, because I would have preferred he didn't create me. But now that he created me, I'm happy to make me a goy. So that's you say Shalom, son of the goy. Let's say the person said the bracha, Shalom, son of Isha first. So, Yesh Armim, the Shuvah Yochel of Orach, Shalom, son of Yakum, Shalom, son of Ovid, Ki Isha Ativa Mishteya. If you're the order is he didn't make him a goy, not only did he not make him a goy, he didn't make him an Eben. Not only that, he didn't make him an Isha, but saying that he didn't make an Isha is kollel the fact that Brachshim you're not a goy or an Eben. That's what some people argue. The Chayim makes a mitzvah. So
why did we change in this of Shalom Asani Avid Lechavim to Goy? Because Ramad doesn't seem to change it.
Well, the Shalom Asani Avid Lechavim is a very, very uncomfortable phrase to figure out what it means when it's used in Shas, because of the censorship issues.
Oh, so you think that was originally there and they censored it?
Right, because Avid Lechavim was their way to say we have nothing against non-Jews, it's just only people who serve the Vodazora, and therefore the people around us, which, you know, they think they're not, if they're Vodazora, we're not insulting them. That's so Akum was one of the standard changes they would do whenever they wanted to address the non-Jew issue. They would just use the word Akum, and then that would get around the problem. So it's always hard to figure out when you're learning Gemara, is this Akum supposed to be Akum, or is it supposed to be Goy, and it was censored.
So you think the Shulchan Aruch here was censored to Akum?
Okay. Very, very possible. Right.
Because Shalom Sanik Goy is, I don't know, you know, the grammar is a little strange. Goy is a nation. So he would say, you didn't make me a nation? I mean, you didn't make me someone who... Avi Gachovim, I understand. You didn't make me someone who worships idols, but... It's just...
Well, Shalom Chavim is also difficult because first of all, there's Jews who do Avodah Zorah, and the guys who don't do Avodah Zorah, and Avodah Zorah is a bechira of a person.
The whole thing is...
We're saying Shalom Asani Akum would not make any sense.
Oh.
Isn't there also a Girsa of Nochri, which would perhaps answer Baruch's issue?
There's a Girsa of Nochri. The mice, I think, the goy seems to have been found in the older Sidurim. I think they found goy has been the standard. Okay. Yitzayin, Shalom Sani Ovid. Ve'abit Shanel at Ovid. Yishtem delo yuchel of Arach Gam Ken Bircha Shalom Sani Ovid. Shalom Sani Isha. Ki Evid Zil Tvei Mi Isha. Yesh Chol Kamayim Pirma Gadam. So he can't say Shalom Sani Ovid because he is a goy. He is an Evid. But maybe, can he say Shalom Sani Isha? Right? An Evid. He's not a woman. On the other hand, he's an Evid. So the point of Shalom Sani Isha means that you're better than a woman. Well, you're not really better than a woman. An Evid is worse than a woman. So you can't say that. And there's a beautiful piece of, excuse me for getting off into the Musar part. Rav Schwab has a beautiful piece on this. And his Sefer on Tefillah, he says, when you think Shalom Sani Goy, like, who do you have in mind? So they used to say that the Baruch Bear one time says, you know, you have in mind the Polish peasants. That's the Shabbat to Kodesh Baruch. Hashem making the Polish peasants. You know, there's nothing lower in the world than the Polish peasants. That's all you could take to Kodesh Baruch. He says, you have in mind Rockefeller. You have in mind Roosevelt. You have in mind, like, you know, the guy was on top of the world. And I'm better than that. That's what Baruch Bear said. But Shimon Schwab says, you have in mind Noach. Now, I don't think I'm a bigger tzaddik than Noach. Mr. Shalach. Chanoich. Right? Chanoich became a Malach. Right? I'm not a bigger tzaddik than Chanoich. But on the other hand, I'm thanking Hashem that I have something. I have mitzvahs that he doesn't have. That's what you're thanking. So the point isn't that I'm better. That I'm thanking that the Bereshit put me in a situation that I have something which these people don't have. So it says, when you think Shalos HaNeisha, you think Sari Meinu. Now, nobody's a fool enough to believe that he's better than Sari Meinu. But on the other hand, you have something that Sari Meinu doesn't have. And you have to thank Kodesh Baruch Hu for that. You have mitzvahs that the woman doesn't have. That's all you're thanking for. You're thinking Devarah Eshes Lapidus. You're thinking Rachel Eshes Rabbi Kiva. Now, nobody's a fool enough to think that you're better than those people, that you're a bigger tzaddik than them. That's not the point. The point is, you have been given an opportunity which they don't have. And thank you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, for that opportunity. That's how he explains it. I think it's a beautiful understanding. Yechol Avorek, Yudches. Here is Shiyarma Shosani Ger. So, what language would you use? You would say Shosani Ger. Excuse me. Demikri Asiya. So, where do you. But the Russian made him a Ger. He chose to be Ger himself. The Russian didn't make him a Ger. They see if you find Vesa Nefesh, Asher Asubach Haram. This is Avram made Nefesh. So, you see that after becoming a Ger is an act of Asiya. Vishchok Mazah. Some, however, did not accept this. The Tamim Dol Shaych Lamer Shosani the Gear Lahoisa Kimitzad Bichirasu Atoyv Shabarcha Badasa Emes. So Barsha didn't make him like that; he made it himself. Okay. But Kuliyama Yuchal Barsha Losani Ovid Losani Yisho. Vavagav the Akum Seal Tvemi Evan. So Lachara. How can he say Shalos? He can say Shalosani Yisho because Barsha now he's a Gear. He has a mile over a woman. He has mitzvahs a woman doesn't have. Shaloyasani Oved. So, Baruch, I didn't start out as an Eved. I started out as a Ger, a Goy. That's the worst. I mean, like, so what's the Shevach? Well, the Shevach is, had I started out as an Eved, I'd be stuck being an Eved. Because an Eved can't be free. You know, I can't choose to move out of being an Eved. But Baruch Hashem, I started out as a Goy, I can end up being a Ger. So he gained by not being an Eved, he can become a Ger. These people can say all of the brachas. Okay. He shouldn't say Shlosani Akum because he wasn't Akum. Ayin Mogen Avraham Avir Hetev.
Who shouldn't say
Shlosani
Akum because he wasn't
the Ger? Hey, in Kodem Uberach Zokev Kifufim Kodem Sheberach Matir Asurim Lo Yivarchenu. If you send it to out of order, you can't go back and add it in. So the order of all of the brachos is not ma'akev. But if a person said zokef kufufim, he skipped matir asurim and he said zokef kufufim, so he can't go back and say matir asurim afterwards. Chaf lo yivarchena shekivin shenosan hidosh and niskaf lagamri by saying zokef kufufim that you're able to stand up totally. So the process of matir asurim was the process of going from lying to sitting. And the process of going from sitting to standing is zokef kifufim. So if you can go to the point of being able to stand, obviously you've moved, you've been able to overcome the issue of lying down. So you thank the Kodesh Baruch Hu for the ability to sit up and then stand up. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch holds. V'yesh chokim, as they disagree that each one has his own separate bracha, and the order is not ma'akev. The Chardim say, however, you would not go back. You should not go back, then you can't, because it's Savak Bracha. So you can't go Macher and say, Batir Asurim, because maybe you're not supposed to say it, that's a Bracha Labatola. So the answer. So the Prima Gadol suggests listen to somebody else saying it and be yotzei with him. In Mishosham or Baruch Ato Hashem, Hoyso Kabanos and Lavorach Zokef Kifufim. A person started, he forgot, he didn't realize, he didn't say Matir Surim. And he thinks he's ready to say Zukef Kufim. And he says, Baruch Atah Hashem, thinking Zukef Kufim. Then he says, Alekenem El Chalom, he realizes he didn't say Matir Surim yet. So what should he do? Should he say Matir Surim? And therefore say that bracha, and then say Zukef Kufim and say that bracha? Or does he say, since when he had the Baruch Atah Hashem, he had in mind Zukef Kufim? So he's saying, thank you to Hashem. His thought process will take you Hashem for the fact I'm able to stand. So you need to finish off the bracha with that thought. The Gemara in bracha is the first paragraph is mashma, that really when you say the Shem Hashem, you should really have in mind at that point in time what you're thanking Him for. It's not like, you know, it's like, I'm pariv, I'll figure out at the end of the sentence what I'm thanking Him for. When you say, thank you Hashem, Hashem, you're blessed, which the Radak says it's basically a lashon of saying the Hashem is praised for what He's given me, I should be aware of what that is at that time. So a person should really pause for a moment to at least make sure when he's saying a broccoli, he realizes what he's saying for. So this person did that, and he thought he's saying for Zekef Kufim. Then he realizes it gets to the end and says, oh, I forgot about Tiyasurim. He says, no. Finish off Zekef Kufim, that's what you had in mind. The other ones, finish up whatever you had in mind. Whatever you had in mind, that's what you should finish off, and you'll go back and finish the other ones. Now, in so he had a mind for Pekach Yivrim. He says, he's thinking, Baruch Hashem, wow, it's beautiful, I have eyesight. He's thinking that, Lekenem Melech Elam. And whatever reason, he said, Matir, he said Mabisharumim instead. And he corrected himself, Terkele Dibur. And he said, Pekach Yivrim. So that situation, Yesharim and the Yotzim is that Yidei Birchas Pekach Yivrim, Kibazai Oker Siyuma Harishon. Some say the Maisa, since you corrected yourself, you've said the correct bracha. And some say that they're not sure about what the halacha is. Shari Tshuva. Amishosham bracha to Hashem, alakena melech ilam, choshem gam ken asayim abisharumim. Vakach shasayim abisharumim, niskim tata diber, shomer pekech yivrim. Let's say when he said Baruch to Hashem, he planned to say Mabisha Rumim. And he said Mabisha Rumim. And then Terkel Dibur, he said, whoa, and he corrected himself. That's nothing. Kulyam Yotzim is that you birchas Mabisha Rumim. Chosim of work, Pekech Rim. Kena Seder Ma'akiv. Kena Wadin, Mechol Shar Birchas Hashachar. So what's this issue? What's the suffix? It's like this. There's a Gemara in Brachas in the first parak. Gemara presents a Shaila by Brachas. Do you go Basar the Chasima or the Tchila? There's a Mechlach Yishanam how to learn the Gemara. So, say Rashi, the others learn the Gemara. The issue over here is when he says Baruch to Hashem, what did he have in mind? And what did he say? What did he say at the end? Those are the two possibilities. So, the Morris case is whether he picks up a kais of beer, thinking to say Brei Goffin, and then he says, he corrects himself and he says Shakol Ni Abir Baro. So I'm standing next to him and I hear the words Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shakol Ni Abir Baro. That's what I hear. But he in his mind, when he said Baruch Atah Hashem, he thought it was a cup of wine, and he's thinking, oh wow, gewaldig wine, Brei Pri Geffen. And so he's thinking, Baruch Atah Hashem, Hashem, it's so wonderful, you have wonderful grapes out there, and wine, and vines, and I'm so excited. He realizes it's beer, and he says, Shakol Ni Abir Baro. So he said the Nusach HaBracha properly, but in his mind, when he said Baruch Atah Hashem, he had it in mind for the wrong bracha. So that's the suffix of the Gemara. The Gemara is not pushed at the suffix. What? Doesn't decide the question. That's one version of how to learn the Gemara. There's another version of how to learn the Gemara, which the Rif brings, that the case was, he said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Brei Pri Goffin, Shakol Ni Abir Baro. So, not only did he have in mind, he said, Baruch Atah Hashem, but he actually said, Brei Pri Goffin, which you're not your Brei Pri Goffin on a cup of beer. Then he realized, Terkele Dibur, and he said the correct bracha. That's the subject of the Gemara. Do you look at what he said at the beginning, or what he says at the end? So there's two ways on the Gemara, and we're left with, and the Gemara is not Parsha the Shaila. So you have like four possible dinim halacha lemaisa. So what do you do? So that's what so here the person said. So the second scenario, he said he thought malbisha rumim. He said malbisha rumim. Then he says oyvei. He says pekeach yivrim. Right. So you know, forget that you thought malbisha rumim. You said malbisha rumim. There's nothing to correct. Nothing wrong with saying it out of order. So you yotz malbisha rumim. Forget about, you're not yotz pekeach yivrim. Go back and say pekeach yivrim. That's easy. In the first scenario, he thought Baruch Ata Hashem, and he's thinking Malbisha Rumim, Elokeinu Melech Olam, and he says Pekeach Yivrim. So according to what's out of the Gemara, you yotze Malbisha Rumim, because that's what you thought when you said Baruch Ata Hashem, or you're not yotze Pekeach Yivrim because you had the wrong thing in mind when you said Baruch Ata Hashem. You weren't thinking Pekeach Yivrim; you were thinking Malbisha Rumim. So I'm not sure if you yotze Pekeach Yivrim or not. I can't go back myself. So some say that in the situation where he corrected himself, we'll say that he's Yotze B'Diyeva with Pekechrim, because they learned up the Gemara like the other Rishonim. As long as he said the right thing, we don't care. The issue isn't what you thought, the issue is what you said. And the case of the Gemara was when the person said, Baruch Adosh HaMalkei Malach Olam, Reipi Gavon, Shekol Niyabin Varo. And here he said, Baruch Adosh HaMalkei Malach Olam, Pekechrim. So he said the right thing. End of conversation. He thought Mabisha Urim. Who cares what he thought? According to those Rishonim. Some say, well, no, it depends on what you thought. I'm not sure what the halacha is. So there's two tzadim, had a little Gemara, we'll make enough gemina in this halacha. And that's the shalah, how we paskin, which pshat and rishonim do we accept as the pshat and the Gemara. Okay.
You were saying before, New York couldn't make Shlomo Sunday Goy, Shlomo Sunday Ovid Kotavim, Shlomo Sunday.
Yeah.
Why? Once wasn't Jew.
Right.
This is a mussar in having kavana, because how many of us, I'm speaking for myself, have in mind already when we're saying Baruch Ata Hashem exactly what?
Well, I guess you could, you know, if you really want to be cynical, you can say it's a mussar not to have kavana. That's why you want many shaylos. But I don't think that's my position as a rabbi, I can't say that. Okay, let's finish up the mishnah over here. So the Seder is not Ma'akev, v'chein ho'ad d'machol b'richos ha'shachar. The order is not Ma'akev. The only place the order is Ma'akev is Levam b'richos matir asurim v'zakev kefufim. V'itin b'richos zakev kefufim v'zakev kefufim v'zakev kefufim v'zakev matir asurim. Tav shal yotze b'zay yedei rak b'rocha achaz t'b'richos rishonu shal zakev kefufim v'achi lo yibrach shu matir asurim. Over there the order is Ma'akev. If you said zakev kefufim first, you're not going to go back and say matir asurim. Okay. Vav. Yesh noyagim levorach hanosen layoev koyach. Because as we said before, that order is when you say it's a kefka fafim, you're including matiras surim ready in it. Okay, so some will have admitted to say, but nosen layoev koyach ve'ein divreim nirin. Shulchan Aruch says, I don't like it. Hagoa, why don't like it? Because it's not such gemara. We made up a new bracha. Right? This is post Gemara Nusach HaBracha. But Yeshua says you can't do that.
What? No sinly?
Yeah. Hagoach HaMinig HaPosha B'Bnei Ashkenaz L'Omr the Barum says the Minig is to say it. So the Mishra Barum HaMinig HaPosha Sivkot HaFalu HaMinig HaPosha B'Khen Hiskim HaKredim HaKredim agree that you could say it. I guess it means Ashkenazi Echrenim. The Maisa, the Brick of Yosef, also says that the Minigazim, but they also say it. You say it with Hashem's name. Our minig is to be make a bracha al minig olam. So the ma'isin and the yotzei yov koyach means in general people, not me personally. I was up the whole night, but in general, the Bershom gives that to people by awakening them, etc. Zion.
What? So even someone who
was
up
all night. Correct. Yesh Dogam Lavarach Brachas Acheres Nosavas Aleilu Vatosu Biyadim. So Shulchan Aruch continues and says, some people have other brachas that they added besides Anashan Yav Koyach. They added other brachas besides that, and that's improper. Mishabura Tosu Biyadim Chav Gimel Ramar Brachas Tamech Deflim Garim Boy So that they had a bracha to Hashem, like Melech Olam, Samech Neflim, Bracha Melech Olam, Magbiyah Shvolim. They had all these other brachas that they would say. So we don't do that. Okay, so now here's the question over here. What do we do when we have a situation where the person was not chayiv in the bracha, but the general situation requires the bracha? So what do you do? So the machaber sifches kol brachos elu im loy niskay b'achas mehen. So the brachos were made as a brachos and a henin for benefiting from what you have. If you don't have it, no reason to make a bracha. So then kagoyin shalashoma kol tarnagol. A shalaholach, the person didn't walk today. Elalava, she wasn't able to get dressed. Elachikar, he didn't put on a belt. Armor oisab bracha b'loy chaskar Hashem. You say without Hashem's name. Ramah. We make the bracha anyway. Then the bracha davka la'atz. It's not about me. Al mavorachim shekadosh baruch hu borat tzarchi ha'olam. The Rishon created, took care of the needs of the world. V'chein haminig bein l'shanos. The minig of Ashkenazim is even if I personally am not chayiv, we can still make the bracha. Okay. So that allows us. You know, I don't know about you. Last time that you heard a rooster crowing. Probably wasn't this morning. And you still said, I should have said, the Sech Avinu L'Hav Chimen Yem Emein Loyla. Right? Zogti Mishra Baruch Chavdal, Tafilu. So he says that the Ramah says, even though you're not in Yisrael Behem, you still say that. On that point comes along this I'm a Sabri El Rabba, but Shekos of the Birchas of the Kain Neshama, Birchas Mavar Sheino, Ein Lavorach Im Hayon Neir Kol Alayim. So that's a more specific bracha for the person himself. Because you woke up in the morning, Neshama Shenasata B, Tahar Rahi, you're talking about the Neshama Shenasata B, specifically, Amavar Sheino Me Einoi, talking about you specifically, well, you didn't sleep last night. Minig Olam is very nice, but you didn't sleep last night. So that's different than Pekech Ivrim Mabish Arumim. Okay. Primag Olam Bashar Tshuva Hishir Dvor B'Sarachiyah. That he thinks that no, that the bracha was Niskan on the general idea that people get up, and I also say that by the Rosh Hashanah, you took care of my neshama generally, not in this situation specifically, but generally. So the Eitz is to be mitzvah to somebody else. That's what we do Shavuos morning. But if you did sleep a certain amount over the night time, you can make the brachas. So the shir is called Shishin Shishim Nishmin. Of course, Shishin Nishmin is not very clear exactly how long that is. Mr. Burr talked about it back in Siman Daled, and he had three shitas. One shita was that it's about 3 minutes. One shita that it's about 30 minutes, one shita I think it's like 3 hours. I think the Iker Psaki says over there is the shita of 30 minutes. So if a person did sleep by night time at least 30 minutes, then he'd be able to make the bracha without being yet to somebody else. Loi nizchayiv. Even though I wasn't nizchayiv, I still make the bracha. I feel a bemidra shein or shemek kol tarnagol mevorech, even though there's no tarnagolim around, you make a bracha. Sumer mevorech berchas perech keach ivrim. He will make the bracha perech ivrim. He can't hear Tarnagol, he still makes a bracha anyway.
Blind person does make the bracha?
Yes. But he shouldn't say it at night time. He should say it in the morning. He should wait till the morning, though. Because that's when the Ikar Tekana was made. When it came light, the Tarnagol would crow, they made the bracha. So even though he's not going to hear Tarnagol anyway, he should wait till the morning. So that even though the person did not have the opportunity to say all these brachas, he would say them. But by Nasin Nesech Mavinah, can you say it in the middle of the night or not? So that's a discussion we'll have later on. Okay, Sif Chesis, we'll leave for tomorrow, Business Hashem.